Okay. For the last few years, we've been developing and evaluating models not only for crop production, but also for forage and livestock production in the central and northern Great Plains area, especially working with our collaborators, the field experimental collaborators at Cheyenne, Wyoming, and north as well as in southern Great Plains at Woodward, Oklahoma. Now, a question was raised based on our, after we have models that seem to have a reasonable prediction of forage and livestock production, can we develop a simple tool to predict forage and livestock for ranchers, that ranchers can use to make decisions on stocking rates before the coming season? So that was a challenge. And so we said, let's explore that challenge, see how good we can do. The reason for this study is that why do we want this simple tool that ranchers can use? They have to make stocking decisions for the upcoming growing season, grazing season, before the start of forage growth. That would be helpful so they can change how much, what should be the stocking rate that they use. And certainly there's some sort of a prediction or forecast of peak standing crop, what is called, the maximum forage growth, and steer weight gain before the grazing season will help making those decisions. Background to that is that there is a relationship between forage production and rainfall, as well established, especially in the Great Plains, the central and northern Great Plains, which are water-limited rangelands. And of course, initial moisture before the growing season, how much moisture is stored in the soil during winter and early spring will also affect that forage growth. Now, another point to this is that stocking rate itself can influence forage growth and steer weight gain in response to weather conditions. So that's another issue we have to consider that. So integrating the effect of not only just the weather variable, but also stocking rate itself on PSC, which is a peak standing crop forage, is important for us to consider in this. And of course, high stocking rate can also lead to overgrazing, and that should also be considered in making stocking rate decisions. How much do you want? You want to conserve your land. You don't want to damage the arrangements. Another is that, so we think that our objective then was to use the PS, the peak standing crop and steer weight gain data from a long-term study at Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is the mixed grass, northern mixed grass prairie area, to create model simulated data sets for much larger stocking rates than they have used experimentally. So we have a very broad-based tool. And then use that extended data set to obtain regression relationship. We want to keep it simple. Farmers or ranchers are not going to use models, so we know that. But we are using model, more detailed process level models to create some simple tools. So we obtain regression relations for both the peak standing crop as a function of spring rainfall and soil water content before the grazing season. And SR and stocking rate, taking into account effective stocking rate. And then extend this predictor by combining SR effects on steer weight gain and harvest efficiency. Now, harvest efficiency is how much of the forage is grazed by cattle. And that is an index of to control overgrazing. So make sure we don't overgraze. So we collected, we used data for 31 years from 1982 to 12, at which Science Station had that on the steer. They had a steer, yearling steer experiment, where they keep measured the PSC and steer weight gains for each year, each season. And then they use stocking rate, what they call light, moderate, and heavy stocking rate, but they're still on the low side, 0.2 steers per hectare to 0.44 steers per hectare. And in case of a little bit about the model, we use what we call a GP Farm range model, which is really a simpler version of a little bit more detailed model called spur model, which has been around in the literature for some time. And this was also developed by ARS scientists. We recently did improve that model, the GP Farm range model that was derived originally from spur, to include the effect of stocking rates on PSC and steer weight. And our revised model seemed to do better than the unrevised original model for predicting both forage and steer weight gains. Here are some results of model evaluation, just to how good we are doing before we use the model of getting regression relationship. For three different low stocking rate, moderate stocking rate, and heavy stocking rate. Sure, there are differences, and this is over of all the data that were available over 31 years. For light, low stocking rate, not enough data. We didn't have data for all the years. It was started later. Now, there are deviations between the model results and observed data, but remember, these grazing paddocks are highly variable, spatially. You just take a few samples of forage here and there, it doesn't represent the paddock. So consider, keep that in mind. Considering that, anyway, this is the best fit we could get. And here's the model evaluation for steer weight gains by years. And surprisingly, if we plot the simulated against the measure steer weight gains over all the years, we get a much better looking relationship between them. Even though there was variation, there are deviation in prediction of PSC as well as steer weight gain, and when we plot year by year, when you put them all together, that's a reasonable job, and it was somewhat surprising. So we use that, having fairly good confidence in the model. We use that model to extend the experimental data set to higher stocking rate levels. The experimental levels, as I said before, are between 0.2 to 0.44 steers per hectare. We created data for four higher levels, 50% higher than the maximum used, 100% and 200% higher. And the simulation period stays the same, 1982 to 2012. And then we used multiple regression relationship on those extended data sets so that it represented all the stocking rates over which we want to develop our tool for. And initially, in this regression analysis, we used precip data from all different stages of growth. During the winter, all the months of winter before the grain season, the spring, and during the spring. And then we identified rainfall during what period is most important. And of course, we also look at the dependent variable, the harvest efficiency and steer weight gain based on predictions of PSC and stocking rate. And as a result of this analysis, we found that April to June, spring rainfall, we are calling it spring rainfall, was the most important factor that influenced the prediction of forage. And effect of SR and PSC was significant even though our R-score values are low because of so much spatial variability for one reason, maybe some other unknown reason that we don't know at this time. Soil water, certainly before the growing season on April 1, was important both for experimental and model simulated results. So we wanted to keep soil water, initial soil water content on measured on April 1 as one of the predictive variables. Now, as far as the prediction of steer weight gain is concerned, we found that PSC was not a significant factor for predicting steer weight gain at low stocking rates. It was not critical. I mean, for low stocking rate, the peak, the value of the peak was not as critical because it was not a limiting factor. But at high stocking rate, PSC becomes a limiting factor. A good thing to keep in mind. So overall, considering all the treatment, both low and high stocking rate, SR was indeed an important factor that influenced the PSC as well as steer weight gains. And of course, for enhanced extended data, simulated data, total digestible nutrients were also an important factor. I have some depiction of results, regression results versus the original model simulated results. In A, shows you the relationship between regression predicted results versus the original model predicted results when only as a function of April to May rainfall is considered in the regression equation. Now the B graph shows when we added the stocking rate as another variable. And the C is stocking rate plus soil water, initial soil water on April 1. So we do improve the regression prediction as we add soil water and stocking rate effects. And we are comparing with D, which is what we call an earlier simple tool that our scientists developed called the drought calculator. And that was based on rainfall from January to June, all the way to June, in a regression variable. No SR effects, no initial moisture effect. And we certainly did much better than improved on that, even though there's still scatter around that. We didn't expect it to be perfect, by the way. We wanted something simple that they could use. And the results earlier were on the extended simulated data, and we also ran this regression on the observed data, with, of course, low stocking rates. The same as a function of April-June rainfall in aid, stocking rate plus the April-June rainfall, and then the soil moisture water content added to the other two variables. Now, here's the relationship between regression predicted versus the model results for harvest efficiency and steer weight gains. Give you a pretty reasonable relationship, as you can see. So I think that it's good to also do harvest efficiency because that will tell us whether we are doing overgrazing better. So we also wanted to see, can we extend this regression relation to other soil types? The original soil type on the paddock from which the data were obtained was a loam soil. And we want to see, can we extend it to a sandy loam soil and a clay loam soil? Being a soil scientist, I'm curious about that. So we ran the model for these two other soils, and our approach was to kind of express response from the other two soils as a function of the loam soil. And here's actually what it is. It shows simulated PSC for clay loam soil as a function of simulated PSC for the loam soil. So we want to just you know, have some simple scaling factors to go from one other soil to the medium soil. So we did drive scaling factors, and actually the scaling factors are distant. Here they vary a little bit with the stocking rate, but we can get an average value or use stocking rate based scaling factor. So environment, we also wanted to do some idea of the economic analysis and environmental impacts. So we use a simple method to estimate economic profit, very crude, based on previous studies in the region. And we had to estimate carrying costs at a certain dollars, about $60 per steer. And predicted steer weight gain values from different SR values were used to estimate economics and returns. So if you know the steer weight gain, you can estimate, depending on the price of the meat, what will be the net return. Here's some example of the responses of interest that I thought will be interesting. For example, PSC as a function of stocking rate for three different seasons, dry season, normal season, or wet season. As you can see, the response of PSC as a function of stocking rate is linear. PSC does decrease with increase in stocking for each of the dry or normal or wet season. The second shows the harvest efficiency for those three seasons, dry season, normal season, as a function of stocking rate. That's essentially linear, but a little bit curvilinear. Now look at the steer weight gain. Now that's quadratic. So there's a certain point in the middle that gives you the most optimum value. And of course, profit the same way. And so higher steer stocking rate doesn't mean higher profit. There are certain levels which is the best for them. And then here is the same responses of the same dependent variables as a function of stocking rate again, but in this case, instead of dry season, normal season, we have low soil moisture on April 1, medium soil moisture or high soil moisture. It shouldn't be normal. Normal means long-term average. Really, the relationship is usually similar to what I showed you for the dry season, wet season, and normal season. Similar, very similar effect. Now, here's a response. It's showing you economic profits as a function of stocking rates for a favorable year, unfavorable year, and normal year in terms of prices. And you could kind of choose the graph depending on what the prices are, what your profit is done. For a dry year, for a normal year, or a wet year, separate. And here it shows the response of soil types for each of PSC, harvest index, steer weight gain, and profits. There's really not a lot of effect. I mean, the PSC is affected to some degree by soil type, but the profit, the harvest efficiency, the service gain, very small. In a way, that's good. I mean, you don't have to worry about soil type as much. So overall, our question was, can we do it? I would say combining, but remember, we didn't forecast rainfall. We're assuming it's a perfect forecast. If you have the spring rainfall and you know the initial moisture before the grazing season, before the growing season, and SR, we have to use SR to predict forage. But of course, we are trying to determine what is the optimum SR. So there is you have to go back and forth, iterate a little bit to get the right SR. But we think that we can use these this irrigation equation can be used to estimate that value for decision-making purpose. It may not be perfect, but still can be used. And then, of course, once we have PSC predicted and have SR predicted, optimum SR. It will help predict the stairway gain, estimate economics, as well as harvest efficiency, which means overgrazing. So we want ranchers to make decision not only based on profit, but also environmental impact on their ranch. And what we have done, I mean, we are encouraged enough. We wanted your feedback, of course, and we think the results are good enough that we developed a spreadsheet-type decision tool that the ranchers can use and maybe make an app on a smartphone for this purpose. I must state a few limitations of any approach, certainly the simpler approach. The adequacy of this tool will depend on the quality of the rainfall forecast. And Peter and others have already laid out the background for this. We are assuming it's a perfect forecast, but I am told that forecast for quarterly, 3 months, April to June, is better than each month. And by the way, the National Weather Service in the U.S. is providing quarterly forecasts. And, of course, it also requires, the tool also requires a measurement of a, or at least an estimate of soil moisture before the growing season. Well, some people say, well, the ranchers are not going to measure soil moisture, but really it doesn't take too long to go there and have the shovel and get an idea of at least the low, medium, or high soil moisture, hopefully. That will help. And of course, it requires a good knowledge of soil types in the grazing paddocks. And there's a very highly spatial variable, very clay at the bottom and sandy on the top, we need to consider that. Even though the effect of soil type in our simulation wasn't too bad, but we still need to consider because the initial moisture will be different depending on soil type. So that's important. Of course, we say the tool is regional. I mean, this one thing about regression equation is they are site-specific, they are data-specific. So you have to do it for each region. It's the process-level model, you know, can be more widely applicable. The regression equations are only specific to the data from which they are developed. So you can keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
Yes, one of the reasons for the lower stocking rate is because also the feedback of overgrazing on the vegetation type. So you would get a shift in the species to less desirable species, and that, of course, over the long run means a higher stocking rate can't be sustained.
Yeah, true.
So
sure.
The caveat for the lower thing is because of the shift in species that are being raised.
Yeah. Well, I agree on what you say. Also, we should not forget the wisdom and experience of the rancher. I mean, tool like this, you know, it has to be, you cannot say that this tool that. He's going to use his or her experience along with this little bit guidance from the tool. We don't expect, I think this is true of crop, any decision tools for cropping systems as well. I think that farmers have a lot of experience in there. You cannot replace their wisdom and experience.
Any other questions to Les? Clarifications? Could you get a little less of the animal size of the efficiency? If not too much, but we have two presentations from Peter and Jerry. Anyone, any further clarifications, questions to the previous speaker? Looks like you go for it. Yes, there's one.
I have one for Peter. Regarding your second presentation about break-even points and how those two shift. What, based on your model and potential future application, is there a potential policy shift and within the financial structure that could facilitate this adaptation? financial within financial institutions. If you go to a financial institution and say, with this and providing a slightly longer window than 3 years for a farmer, we can